Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. This next guest online with us truly has an amazing pet story to share with us. Something that when we first heard it, we said, this is exactly why we do the show. We love stories like this. In fact, her story was also profiled in another one of our Pet World Insider guests' book. Dr. Dawn Marcus did a book called Therapy Dogs in Cancer Care, and Joy was one of these great stories. I want to welcome to the show Priscilla Sharp. Priscilla, welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. And what a great story you have. Tell us about how Joy, your Akita, alerted you all to the cancer.
When she was 7 months old, she began nudging my husband, Terry's lap, crying, pacing, refusing to leave his side. She became depressed. She refused to eat or drink. She wouldn't go outside. It was terrible. And I have had dogs that acted like that before seizures. So I told Terry that, you know, really, this is really erratic for Joy to act like this. And he went to the doctor the next day and was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. And, of course, didn't realize he was in the thick. And they began the radiation. And within a month, Joy decided, you know, it was okay to play and became herself. At 9 months, she began to follow me around, alert on my bottom area. And at first, you know, if a dog is sniffing you, you get kind of, indignant. But with her history, I didn't. And I went straight to the doctor. And I had 4 polyps in my colon. 1 was precancerous, 3 were cancerous. And, of course, all were removed. And because of Joy, Terry and I are cancer survivors. By the time she turned 2.5 years, she began to alert on my low blood sugar. I'm diabetic, and after many obedience classes at Double C Dog Training, she became my medical alert service dog. Because she had the opportunity to be in the public with me, the public eye, people would come up to her, and she would immediately alert on them. Not all of them, just certain ones. And by golly, they all told me they had cancer. She's alerted on 10 different types of cancer, and all of these people were total strangers in stores and drive, you know, in parking lots, things like that. She is such a unique in the fact that I guess it's very rare for dogs to be able to alert on cancer, and the fact that she's alerted on 10 types. It is just shocking. And each person she alerted on did have cancer, so it makes her detection rate 100%. She won because of her cancer detecting skills. She won the 2012 AKC Humane Fund Award for Canine Excellence and was presented. She won the Exemplary Companion class at the Ukanuba National Dog Show in 2012. And that's, you know, that was just a shock in itself.
I think it's great.
And she's been in magazines and whatnot, too. So,
well, she's really done a remarkable thing. I mean, she has impacted not just those people's lives that she's been able to detect the cancer, but all of those who care for those people. Just another great example of how in tune dogs and pets can be with their owners and with humans in general. Really amazing story. I was so tickled when you shared it with us. How do people follow what you and Joy have going on? What's the best ways for them to stay in touch?
I am on Facebook under Priscilla Ann, A-N-N, Sharp, S-H-A-R-T-E on the end.
Thank you so much, Priscilla. We really appreciate you sharing this great pet story. You and Joy and your entire family, best wishes to all of you. Thanks for being a Pet World Insider. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And we're proud to be a part of it.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.